What about exercise? What role does that play for students and employees in their academic life?
Well, now we're going to be here all night. I could talk for days on the value of exercise. It's huge. And obviously, one of the things I've tried to do as wellness director is to try to create more opportunities for students to be active.
Yeah.
We understand that students become much more sedentary when they come to college.
Mm-hmm.
So the exercise classes, making the fitness center available. Our fitness center here on campus opens up at 6 a.m. and it's open until 11 p.m. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, I don't think there's too many students that would want to be there before 6 a.m. If they are, or if there are, they shouldn't be.
They need to get their sleep at
right.
that point.
They should be in bed. And after 11 o'clock, the same thing is probably true. So the fitness center is available. We have a lot of outdoor facilities, you know, the track, and we have a lot of recreational fields here at Messiah. We have the Fit Trail that we're mm-hmm. trying to redo, actually, over the next couple of years to make it even more user-friendly. But mm-hmm. Helping students, first of all, understand that there's a correlation between the activity that they engage in and stress.
Mm-hmm.
What we understand is as individuals become more stressed, they become more withdrawn. They become okay. more sedentary.
Yeah.
They don't become more active. And so we have to help them understand college is a stressful time. The tendency will be for you to pull back, to withdraw a little bit. And therefore, you lose the benefit that exercise has in helping you cope with stress. And that's a real physiological benefit. That's not just saying, I'm going to take time away from my stressful thing and I'm going to think about something else. There are incredible physiological benefits from exercising and working out that remove some of the real killers in terms of stress hormones. And,
yeah.
and you know, we're talking about cortisol and some of those. So there's direct links to exercise being helpful with stress. And then, Christine, I can't ignore the benefit of exercise on weight management and the fact that weight control is one of the real stressors
yeah.
for college students. So now you have one of the primary stressors is I don't want to gain weight when I come to college.
Freshman 15,
right. Or maybe the stress is I am gaining weight. And I don't know what to do about it. I don't have time to get out. So just helping students understand too that exercise not only relieves stress, which will make it much less likely for you to pick up weight because stress is a killer in terms of weight control as well. Stress sets our bodies up to store excess fat. So not only does it help relieve stress, it helps burn calories as well. And I think in terms of exercise, let me give you a couple of tips there, real specific
All right.
tips that I'd give college students. The one is set aside a time. If you don't set aside a time, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I had to learn that as a faculty member here at Messiah. And I've gotten to the point where I'm pretty stingy about my workout time. I won't probably advise students during that time. I grudgingly go to meetings, and it better have been a meeting that was planned way in advance. So set a scheduled time that you're going to exercise.
Mm-hmm.
I would say do it with somebody else. You're much more likely to stick to it if somebody else is coming along with you.
Take a friend.
Plus, it's more enjoyable mm-hmm. as you're doing it.
Definitely.
I'd say keep it varied. Use the outdoor facilities. We have indoor facilities. Maybe join a rec sports team.
Yeah.
You know, something that keeps it varied so you don't get into a rut. And then the other thing that I would probably encourage, because students don't have large blocks of time frequently, is to develop an appreciation for the exercise break.
Mm-hmm.
So you take a 10-minute walk in the middle of your studying around campus. Make it a brisk walk. But you're going to do that frequently throughout the day. The research suggests that that's just as helpful as maybe 30 minutes all at once. And I think it makes the studying more effective as well.
Yeah, definitely. Rest your brain a little bit and then go back to it later. Yeah,
come back to it.
Clear
Looks
your
a little
mind.
Bit better when you come back sometimes.
My next question has to do with something that I personally am passionate about, and that would be nutrition. So what advice would you have about eating and eating well?
This may be the biggest area of change for students, because for the first time in their life, they're totally in charge of what they're eating in terms of choices.
Mm-hmm.
And at Messiah, now, at one point I would have said, well, you sort of have to fix what the cooks at Messiah make. Yeah, well, it's a smorgasbord of opportunities in the dining hall. So for the first time, students have full choice because typically your parents are choosing what they're going to make for you that night at home, perhaps, and unlimited amounts.
Yeah.
So that, and of course, as you know, as a dietetics and nutrition major, it's not just about becoming active and burning calories. It's also about what you're taking in and how many you're taking in.
Yeah.
So the choices here are amazing. Boy, to reduce it to a few thoughts and a few tidbits, I'd probably start with breakfast. It's very, very tempting to skip breakfast as a college student.
Mm-hmm.
And the main reason for that is because they're not getting to bed on time.
Yeah.
This all works together if we can be disciplined enough to pull it off. But if I get to bed late, I'm going to have a tendency to sleep in right up to my first class. And then I'm running to my first class. And for many students, the second class immediately follows the first.
Yeah.
And there I am. It's 12 noon. It's 1 o'clock. And I haven't had much to eat at all. So I would say the first discipline that college students should set is that I am going to eat breakfast.
Yeah.
That does lots of things, as you know, but I'll mention two. The first thing it does is helps provide glucose for the brain. Okay,
mm-hmm.
We've gone through this 8-hour, that's assuming college students get 8 hours of sleep, but anyway, we're gonna give them the benefit of the doubt right now. We've gone through this 8-hour fast. Blood glucose levels have started to drop,
mm-hmm.
and the brain, of course, relies on glucose for fuel. And so one of the things that it does is it supplies fuel for the brain. And there have been lots of studies with particularly middle school children and high schoolers who have come to school without breakfast and who have come to school with breakfast.
Yeah.
And they've looked at how they've done in like identical tests. And there's certainly a correlation between the cognitive, you know, activity
mm-hmm.
and the cognitive abilities we're able to come up with when we've had breakfast. So first of all, I think it's going to be linked to academic performance. The second thing that it's linked to is weight control.
Yeah.
Because what's going to happen is as I eat in the morning, my metabolism is going to respond to that food. And instead of staying low all morning long, all of a sudden my metabolic rate's going to increase as it does typically in response to food. And that's a good thing to start, a good way to start off the day if I'm trying to keep from gaining weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are some really great tips. Yeah.
The other thing I might mention real quickly, Christine, is it's very tempting for college students to reach for a lot of juices.
Oh,
and just
easy.
Yes, it's easy. They're tasty because they're full of that sugar,
And
that flavor. Many college students, I don't think, fully appreciate the calories that they can take in that way, and especially if they're doing this at every single meal. And I have seen some of the trays of college students, and they have a big plate and like six glasses on the tray. It's particularly guys.
All different colors.
All different colors, right. It's a rainbow of drinks. And so probably another tip that's pretty unique to college students, I would say, is start substituting fruit for those fruit juices.
Yeah, and drink more water, too.
Yes, go with water and try to add fruit.
Well, thank you so much, Doug.
Thank you for interviewing me, and thank you most of all for working with me in your wellness practicum. It's been fun. One of the neat things about me being a faculty member and also the wellness director is that I can find ways to link the wellness program with student projects.
Yeah.
And it's not just your practicum, but there's a number of students in different classes that have been helping in various ways with the wellness program. And so it's been fun to kind of link those two together. But thanks for being willing to interview me.
You're welcome.
This has been an episode of Listen Up, a Messiah College podcast. For more information or to listen to past episodes, please visit the Listen Up website at blogs.messiah.edu/listenup.